Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in at 888-627-6008 and be a part of the show.
Welcome, everybody, to a very, very special night. We have a really special guest. We're going all the way to the fifth dimension. This beautiful evening on Tuesday, I'm Kimberly Meredith, your host. And we have Mari Kartanova with us tonight. She's an international known psychic medium, animal communicator, and best-selling author with clients from all over the globe. She specializes in heartfelt messages from both past loved ones and living, and past animals. Mari also helps to find lost and missing pets with help of the spirit realm and works frequently with uncovering clients' past lives. When you sit with Mari, you can really feel the presence of your loved one. Her connection is really very detailed. She does evidential psychic mediumship, and she brings a really uplifting, peaceful feeling. Mari has won numerous awards, including Best American Psychics of 2024 and the Psychic of the Year, Om Times Magazine, in 2023. Mari is an amazing animal communicator, and I personally have worked with her several times. We've done some beautiful classes together, and you can reach her at mediummari.com. And welcome, Mari, to the show.
Hi, Kimberly. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited to be back on your program.
Yeah, I love when you come on because we always have a lot of fun doing animal and afterlife readings. And do you want to tell the medical intuitive crowd about your book that you have out? It was a recent book that you put out to the world.
Yes, I would love to. I do have a book that talks about animals, and that is Animals That Have Been Miracles in Our Lives, and that came out a few years ago. But the current book is called Reflections Between Worlds, and it is true accounts of psychic experiences. And you can find it on Amazon, and it's just chock full of cool different stories about different types of psychic experiences that many psychics and mediums have had. And I have about five different chapters in the book that talk about cool different psychic experiences that I've experienced in my own life. So definitely check it out.
That's great. And I know you have another book called, I think, Heaven Sent.
Yes, that's the animal book, and that's true tales of how animals have touched our hearts in miraculous ways. And I do love that book as well because, as you know, my heart belongs to the animals, and I love connecting with them.
Right. And you are very good at connecting them, and we have a class that's coming up, but it's sold out already.
I know.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll probably do one in the future again together. So tonight we're really excited about really going in deep and having some readings with pets and loved ones from the other side. So do you want to just dive in? Because we already have people on the lines waiting for these readings. Do you want to just dive in and start doing some readings?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to.
Do you want to tell everybody before we start some of the guidelines with your readings? And then we're going to start taking the calls.
Sure. Well, I can do people or pets, but if people would like a reading on one of their furry friends, the only thing, since I usually work off of photos, but since we're on the radio, that doesn't quite work. So
right.
The only thing I ask is for you to tell me what type of animal it is, like the breed, you know, golden retriever or cat, whether the animal is living or crossed over, and the animal's name. And then I can do the reading off of that.
Okay, great. Okay, so we're ready to take a call, and I can do both, animal also and crossed over, people that in the afterlife. So we're ready for our first call. Ashley.
Great. I'm so grateful that you picked me because I have an inquiry about our pet who's currently living. He is a French bulldog. His name is Thunder Chunk Johnson, and he's having some really big challenges with anxiety. Sometimes out of nowhere, he'll start looking around, and we're not sure what's causing it or how to help him. We've tried multiple things, and I was hoping that maybe you could help us figure out what we could do for him to help settle him.
Absolutely. Hi, Ashley. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm so excited to get on this call with you guys. I'm so grateful that I saw Kim was doing this with you, Mari, and this is just amazing.
Thank you. Well, I will definitely connect with your boy. I love the name, first of all, Thunder Chunk.
He's a little chunk. He's a little hefty guy. Sweet boy. Very sensitive.
Yes, absolutely. And that's as you were talking, you know, as you're talking and passing along the information, that's when I start to connect to the animal. And so the first thing I was getting as you were telling me about Thunder Chunk was that part of the reason he's so anxious is that he sees other spirits in the house. Specifically animal spirits. And I've had this before. That's not that common, but because usually our animals will see other spirits, whether people or animals, and they'll be like, hey, how's it going? You know, they're not too freaked out by them. But I know that your boy is super, super sensitive. And even though he's kind of a, you know, a big muscular boy, he's very like, I almost want to say like a ballerina, like he's very delicate sort of inside.
Yes.
And he's super sensitive. Like I can feel like his feet are really sensitive. He's sensitive about what he eats. Just like everything about him is just like if he was a person, he would really have to modulate going out into large crowds and not eating spicy food and things like that. And so he, you know, cause our animals have souls just like we do, you know, just cause they're in a furry body doesn't to me make them, you know, it's not any different really. So what I would like to say to you, and I don't know if these animals, because I do see other animals around him, and he's seeing these animal spirits, and it's freaking him out a little bit. And so number one, what I would do is sort of talk to him about it. If you see him staring off into space and getting a little worried, then you can say, okay, I understand. I know that you're seeing some other friends, but they're not here to hurt you. So it's important, just like with a little kid, right? If something happens with a little kid, you want to put words to what's happening to them, because otherwise you're like, oh my God, what's happening? You know, and they freak out a little bit. And so that would be the number one thing I would suggest with him. The other thing is I might want to play really quiet music, like keep the temperature, the emotional temperature of the house down as much as possible. I don't know if you already do that, but he's just very sensitive to sounds and lights. And like, I really feel like he just needs a super, like a spa environment. And I don't know how easy that would be for you to accomplish, but I think that would be important for him. Even if there's like a room that he usually hangs out in, if you're able to sort of keep the lights a little lower and keep some gentle music and even talk to him in that type of soothing tone. So I would try those things, putting words to things, keeping the temperature emotionally of the house sort of quiet. And then if he's still sort of very reactive to these other spirits that visit, I would actually recommend sort of cleansing the house spiritually. Like you could do this yourself. I know it sounds maybe, oh, I can't do that, but you could hire someone to do it, or you can even walk around with some sage, you can walk around with a bell, and you sort of, you know, cleanse energetically each room and say, I appreciate you guys that you're coming to visit, but it's really upsetting Thunder, and sort of asking any residual spirit energy that's hanging around to leave. And they usually comply. I mean, it's not like they show in the movies where they're haunting the house, and it's not like that. It's more just like residual spirit energy of any other animals that may have been there before. And I think that's what's bothering him.
That makes so much sense. He lives with my partner, so he is with him most of the time.
Okay.
And my partner is a big animal person. He actually lost a dog a few years ago that was very, very close to him, like very close. And I think that dog might be around. Her name was Drew.
I was going to come in and do the second part of the reading, and I saw another dog there. that was in the house.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah, she was very sweet.
Yeah.
So yeah, I hope that was helpful for Ashley, and I was hearing you say that, you know, there was another dog that crossed in the house, and that Kimberly hit it on the head.
Yeah, the house there. Yeah, so what Ashley was saying is actually that's what's going on. Yeah.
100%.
Beautiful confirmation. I can't wait to share this with my partner. Because he was so close to that dog. I mean, she was with him through a lot of really, really heavy stuff. And I feel like she's still around and could be what is contributing to Thunder's unease.
Yeah. Thank you for calling in to our show. We really appreciate
you. Thank you so much.
Calling in.
Thank you, Ashley. I hope that helps.
Thank you both. Yes, thank you.
So when you were doing the reading, I could see the other pet there, and it was really amazing, the communication going on.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it does happen. You know, people don't always think that that will bother their animals. And, you know, like I said, usually it doesn't. But a very sensitive animal, just like if you have a super sensitive person, like if they're like, hey, like, what is this? Like, why are you here? And that's what I think is making him. And I almost feel like his stomach is upset as well about all this issue. So I hope that Ashley's able to sort of implement that stuff and help give Thunder a break because he's very worried.
Right. Yeah, that can happen. It's amazing. So if anybody wants to call in for pet reading, we're at 888-627-6008. Oh, we've got somebody on the line. We've got Hope here. Hope, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Can we help you? Yeah, how can we help you tonight?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I'm just a little shocked. I never get through. I'm a longtime follower of Mari, and I am so grateful every time she has read my Golden Retriever, So Crates.
Oh, great. We're happy you got in tonight.
I'm kind of worried about two things, and I was just wondering if maybe So Crates could relay a message. Or if he feels anything about what I'm worried about.
Okay, well, I know who this is. Hi, Hope. It's Mari.
Hi,
but maybe, thank you for, I'm so glad you called. This is a long time client of mine, so I'm grateful.
I never get through, and I am just so beyond words right now.
Oh, well, I'm so glad that you called in. And just for the audience, maybe explain, sort of describe your boy so that everybody knows who we're talking about.
He crossed over. His name is Socrates, Golden Retriever. Totally undisciplined, we call them. you can hear it in my voice. I'm a little nervous. He was the love of our lives. There's no other way to put it. And I don't know what to say. Like I said, I'm a little nervous and I'm kind of worried about something going on. And I was just wondering if he senses it or if he can give you a little heads up to relay to me. I don't want to say too much, but I'm nervous about something.
Okay. All right. Well, I definitely have read Socrates, your golden boy, many times, and he is quite the handful. I always love connecting with him. And so, yeah, I can just ask him specifically what, you know, if he has any suggestions on what's going on. Okay. Well, there's a couple things that I'm hearing from him. So just for the audience to know that, you know, Socrates is this amazing golden retriever, like she said, and very rambunctious and smart, super smart, and always sort of getting into some trouble, but also very deep, you know, like the Buddha. He always has a lot of wise things to say. And so as I sort of come into your energy, Hope, there's a few things that I'm hearing about. There's a couple, I know that there's you have a few other dogs around you, so he's sort of commenting on them, that I don't know if the other dogs in the house were getting into a little bit of trouble. And then where he's also talking to me about the house itself, whether the house itself is, I don't want to say in some danger, but there was some issue going on with the house, because he keeps showing me like the foundation, something going on, like not necessarily with the actual foundation of the house, but something with the house that's going on, whether there was like a moving situation or problem with the house. He's talking to me about, and he knows, and he's like, and I see him like looking at me because he's very handsome for the people that have not seen him. He's shaking his head like, no, 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 Mom, no, no, no. So he's saying that for if you're asking him about the moving piece, he's saying that he doesn't want you to be worried about it because he knows that everything is going to work out, and he doesn't want you to go there. He's saying to me, don't go there. In his own way, you know, but I do keep seeing him shaking his head saying, no, no, no. If you were thinking about a move, he's saying that's not the right move. That this is what he is telling me. Obviously, I never tell my clients what to do, but that is very much what I'm hearing from him. So there was the two pieces. There was about the other dogs that were causing you a little bit of trouble, and then specifically about the house, about whether it's moving or fixing the house or moving. I don't even know if it's out of state, but he's like, Mom, I don't want you to worry about that. It's going to get sorted out. He's like, you're not going to believe it, but it is going to get sorted out in a way that you would never believe happening in the first place. So he is very much on your side and giving you support from the other side.
You have no idea what that means, because we are in a little bit of a bind and we could be losing the house. That's why I'm kind of upset.
Well, that makes total sense. Yeah, he kept showing me the house and like the foundation. So it felt like something really important. But I'm telling you, he's looking at me and he's shaking his head back and forth, like side to side. No, 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 is what he's saying. And that it's going to get worked out, but it's from something you would never expect. You'll say to me, you know, Mari, I would never thought that would happen in a million years. And that's probably what you're thinking right now anyway with the house situation, but that's what Socrates is telling me. And he's like, I'm very tuned in to the other side. It's actually funny. I don't know why he's showing me this, and I'll hand it over to Kimberly, but he's showing me himself with like little headphones on, almost like he's listening to something. And I'm not sure specifically what that means, but I felt like it was important for me to pass that along to you.
You know him.
Yeah, he's just like, he's kind of wild and crazy. So he's like at a music festival up there.
Is there really anything crazy. Anything health-wise?
Well, I think Kimberly, you probably, did you want some to piggyback on that reading as well about what Socrates was saying?
About the health?
Yeah, about the house. He was talking about the house.
I'm not really picking up anything about the health, the house. You know, I feel like that will work itself out.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, he's heard little guardian angel. They were soulmates. They're super connected, like you're saying. Did you ask about your health?
Something health-wise that's going on. Yes.
Something with your health that's going on. The only thing I'm hearing is maybe something with your gut or your stomach.
Okay.
Might be related to a root cause of something that's happening with you, maybe with your breathing. Do you want to confirm something with that?
I feel bloated a lot and uncomfortable, but that's, I just thought maybe if he would say something specific, I'm thinking, but I'm hoping it's not the case. I don't want to take up too much.
There could be several things that are a root cause of something that's going on with you. Have you gone to the doctor?
I am going shortly, yes.
Oh, good. Yeah, so that'll be good. You can go and get some confirmation, but there's probably some things with your immune system that's low. And, you know, these are things that can be worked out with boosting your immune system, I'm getting. And the stress of things that are going on is causing you to have a little bit of weak immune system.
I can thank you both with all my heart. Thank you so very much for this. You don't know what it means to me.
It's such a pleasure to talk to you finally, Hope. I'm so happy.
Glad you called in the show tonight. And that reading was amazing that Mari gave you.
It was.
And we're going to keep sending you lots of prayers, because this show's about going to the fifth dimension and being in the miraculous healing of the vibration of the fifth dimension. And we really appreciate you coming on to the show and getting your reading and keeping that high vibe healing through your body. Sending you lots of prayers and love. So thank you for coming on.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you so much. I want to ask Mari a couple questions. Mari, when you get your downloads, your feed from the guides and the angels, can you tell us what guide is coming in for you the most?
Well, it's interesting because I work with a couple different guides, and so it really depends on the type of reading that I'm getting. Sometimes it's Archangel Michael that I like to work with. Recently, Mother Mary has been coming through a lot. She's been very strong, and I know I love to work with her. Her energy is just amazing. But I also have, you know, like my regular spirit guides that aren't anybody would have heard of, just regular sort of, angels that come to me. And then I have my family, actually. I have my family on the other side that likes to help me a lot. But I would say, Michael, Archangel Gabriel sometimes comes through as well. And then currently, the one that I work with most is Mother Mary.
Oh, that's really nice. And do you ever have any animals that you had personally that come in and help?
You know, sometimes they do. I was not fortunate to have any animals as a kid, so I didn't really have any. But I like to say, like, I had mythical creatures that I like to work with, and sometimes they, you know, they will come in, like a cougar-type bobcat, you know, that I like to work with, you know, from the past, from when I was young. Sometimes he'll come in and help me, and then I have sort of like a prehistoric type of elephant creature that comes in that I also is helpful to me. I know it's very cool. I see them. I'm clairvoyant, so energetically I see them, and I love when they come in and help me with the animals.
Yeah, I see that with you, because you're when you do your readings, you really go in very deep, and you saw that her pet had, you know, the earphones on with the radio and connecting like that. You must be channeling other animals that are coming to you. And I just want to say to everybody again that Mari can be reached at mediummari.com. And we're going to keep taking your calls, 888-627-6008. And we can do both, you know, your past loved ones and animals we're doing tonight. And we're happy to serve you guys as much as you want to call us. And we have another call on the line. The name is Anne.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, ladies. Hello, Mari. Hello, Kim. How are you doing?
Hi, Anne.
I'm so glad you were. I'm so glad I was able to get through. You know, my question actually is, I'm not sure. It's not about the animal, and it's not about the health, my health, but Mari mentioned that she can read people also. So actually, I had a question about myself, if that's okay.
Can you speak up a little bit so we can hear you?
Oh. My question is not about animal, and it's not about health, but about myself. And I was not sure. It's a little bit off topic.
Fine. Go ahead, Anne.
Well, the last few months were kind of disappointing in my personal life, and I was going to ask Mari, maybe you have a message or something, if there will be an improvement. I'm really hoping to meet a special person, and the person that I was hoping for, things just didn't work out, and well, it was really complicated in the last few months, so lots of disappointment, and I just don't know if it's meant to be this year or not.
Yes. Now, it's interesting as you're talking about that, because I was sort of tuning in on your energy, and I know sometimes that there are things that we want in our lives, but that they don't work out. And many times we don't know it, but it's actually a blessing that it doesn't work out. And I know that might be hard to hear right now, but there's a phrase that I've heard people say, that it was the best thing that never was. And I'm tuning into this relationship that you were having before, and I honestly feel like it would have been really, really painful for you had it worked out in the way that you had hoped. And it's actually a blessing that you are able to be released from that, because I do feel that you're a very spiritual person, and I do feel like that you have your soulmate or a very deep connection that's coming to you. It's not right away, and I know that everybody wants, obviously, everything right away. It almost feels like that you need time to heal a little bit from this past relationship and the loss. But I do feel that moving forward, I'm feeling like in the next 9 to 12 months that you're going to meet somebody who is also on a similar spiritual path. And it might not be somebody that you were interested in right away, and it could also be somebody that you might have known through like a friend of a friend, and you're like, oh yeah, maybe I met this person before, you know, in the past, and I wasn't sure. But sometimes these things are deceiving, and that we don't necessarily, like, if we have a certain thing in mind, sometimes that person might come sort of in a different description than we were hoping for. But I do see them coming into your future, but that has to be first. What has to happen is you sort of coming to terms with the loss and everything that happened, and sort of rebuilding your foundation in yourself so that you feel good about yourself. And then you're able to put that energy out there. Because if you're putting energy out there that's like, oh, I'm so sad and this didn't work out, or, you know, whatever, then it's going to be hard to connect to somebody because they're going to feel that type of yucky energy. But if you sort of work on yourself, whether it's, you know, meditation or counseling or, you know, anything that you feel will help you sort of move forward, then when you step out into the world to meet this person, you're going to feel lighter and you're going to feel more confident and energetic and feel like, yeah, I'm in a good place. I like myself and I deserve to be the good person. But right now with your energy, I feel like it's very kind of drawn in and very kind of hurt, which, you know, makes total sense. But now is the time to heal, to work on rebuilding that strong foundation. And I do see somebody coming into your life within the next 9 to 12 months.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Good.
I'm hoping.
Good. Absolutely. You just have to do the work. Yeah, you just have to do the work, my friend.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate this.
I don't know if you want me to give a little bit of a reading or not,
Sure.
I do get the person. Thank you, Mari, for that reading. It was really beautiful. I do get the person that this is, was a short-term relationship?
Yes, it was a short-term.
That's what you're telling me.
And we were not living in this, he was not local. And I was supposed, actually, I'm upset, because I was supposed actually to fly to where he is, and then the whole trip was canceled just recently. So things were
just... Yes, I can tell you.
I don't know.
If you want me to tell you a little bit about the situation, did you meet because he's working in your field or something?
We met through his work, yes.
Yes, that's what they're telling me. And they're also telling me about this person. If I could get a little detailed on the radio, but I don't want to get too detailed. But the energy of him is confusing for him, his energy. And it's not the like Mari says, I'm in agreement with her. It's good that it probably didn't work out. I don't know. Do you practice a spiritual meditation? Are you working on your spirituality?
Yes. I did lots of manifesting and meditation, and believe me,
your energy, right? So your energy is at a higher dimension than his energy. His energy is a little bit lower, and yours is higher. So it's probably better that it didn't go into. But the thing is, why you're attracted to each other is because I do a lot of soul frequency readings. There is a double eight between you guys, so there's an attraction of friendship. And there was an attraction. I don't know if you felt you were attracted to him. You can confirm that or not. There was
yes,
an attraction.
We were very
together.
Attracted to each other.
Right. So yes. What I'm explaining, I'm doing a soul frequency reading on you. There's an attraction together, but it wasn't to be something beyond that. Because he's at a different level of his spirituality than you are. Does that make sense?
It does, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But they're telling me there was some lesson to kind of be learned with this situation, and there's nothing bad about it. It just happened, and now they want you to move forward and look for somebody that's more at the same level of your energy frequency.
Yeah, I understand.
And it's sad that it didn't go the way, like Mari was saying, but it's actually a good news because it's got the law of attraction. You're working on yourself. You're boosting up your spirituality, and you're going to be, I talk about this in my book called The Awakening to the Fifth Dimension. You're going to, the next person that comes in is going to be more at your level of dimension of your energy frequency. So thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you, ladies. It was very nice, very kind.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate the reading.
Yeah. So, this is a good thing. Actually, it's a good thing it actually happened to you. Even though
okay.
It's sad. Yeah. Even though it wasn't, it's actually okay. Yeah. Everything will be good
okay.
for you. Yeah. You do
thank
have
you.
Your soulmate coming. Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. We are here with Medium Mari. And I just love, Mari, how much you love animals.
Thank you.
The compassion you have, like I do. And one of my favorite things to do myself is I love doing the readings and the medical intuitive scans, but I love healing animals and
mm-hmm.
how they love to be healed and doing the laying on hands healing on them. But I also love working with you when we do our events. And I love the way that you connect to the animals and the compassion that you show people when you do your readings. And how do you feel when you're doing your readings? Like, what is it? What do you feel inside? Because I get goosebumps.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, you know, when I'm connecting, I just feel, you know, because to do this work, anybody that does this work is very sensitive. So when I'm doing a reading on someone, it's almost like I try to sort of envelop the essence of who they are to really feel what's going on with them. So it's almost like I try to feel what they're feeling. And that really helps me, I feel, give a more accurate reading because it's almost like I'm experiencing the same things they are, whether it's a person or an animal. So I'm really sort of connecting deeply with the essence of the issue, problem, or emotional upset. And from that, I'm able to sort of really zone in on the issue and connect and try to give them some solution to it.
Right. Yeah, that's a great answer. And how much we want to promote not to give animals tap water, make sure they have good, clean water, and promote out there how much they take on our stress
yep.
and how important it is that we keep a calm home. You know, we take care of our animals in the way we would take care of our own selves because so many animals that I come in contact with have kidney issues, heart issues, and they take on what we have in our own bodies, you know, and it's very interesting how much owners have certain issues. The animal has a certain issue. Do you agree about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I always say that our animals are here to help us be the highest version of ourselves.
Wow.
And so that sort of means like if you come in the house and you're a nervous wreck and you're freaking out about something, you know, your animal's going to pick up on that. And so if you're really stressed and then your animal starts zipping around, like, you know, like doing loops everywhere, it's because he or she is mirroring what's happening inside of you. And it's almost as if they're trying to say, you know, hey mom, hey dad, like I feel you're super anxious and this is what it feels like to me. And so maybe you can try to do some breathing and relax. So they're always trying to help us on many different levels. They're very
right.
healing, you know, and so that's how they try to help.
Yeah, they're angels. If you're screaming, you know, at them instead of breathing, they're going to be barking back. So, okay, yeah. We have another caller. We have Pam on the line. Hi, Pam.
Thank you for taking my call. And
thank you. Where are you from?
Orlando, Florida.
Oh, Florida. Nice.
Yeah, I live in Florida now. I'm originally a New Yorker, though.
So how can we help you tonight?
Yes, I've been working on my health, but I would like to know what do you feel in reference to how I can improve my health so I can get better?
Working on your health, they're saying to me, there's something going on with you feeling stressed. And when you're stressed, your cortisol's going up and it's throwing you out of whack with your hormones. Can you confirm that? You think that might be part of it?
Well, if I'm stressed, I'm not aware of it.
They're saying your hormone is something about hormonal, they keep telling me. And you can ask a question about your health, too, and kind of guide me with that, because they're telling me something about your hormones.
Well, it's my respiratory system. I get very tired.
Yeah. Yes, that's what they're telling me. Yeah. So that is part of the hormones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's throwing off. And that could be stress also. I mean, stress is anything that could happen, goes on with day-to-day stuff. So have you gone to a pulmonary specialist?
Yeah, pulmonary, infectious disease doctor, all that, yes.
Yeah. So you can always do a 30-minute session. Everyone that calls in on my radio show gets a special discount with my 30-minute sessions. And you can always do a longer session with me where I go through your whole entire body and I scan it. My guide is Edgar Cayce. And yes. I don't know if you know my work. And I can give you a more thorough reading that way. I'm more than happy to help you with that. But just real fast, they are telling me there's things like water that needs to be changed. There's vitamins that need to be changed. There's a lot of things they're telling me that could help boost your immune system.
Well, I take vitamins. I need to change the type of water I'm drinking. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, you could take vitamins, but they could be the wrong kind of vitamins.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm taking the wrong vitamins.
Well, when you said you took vitamins, they gave me a negative blink, meaning they don't like the vitamins you're taking.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a company called Nature Sunshine. Is that a good company I should buy from?
They're saying they don't like that brand. Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Well.
So that's my guides are really thorough. They blink on every single thing, and they just go over. That's what I do with my sessions. Yeah. So if you've been on a certain routine for a while, like 6 months to a year, and you're not getting better, it's time to reevaluate the routine that you're on and change things.
Oh, okay.
So even I have to do that. You know, you can't keep doing the same thing and not getting the result. You have to change things up.
Okay, so I'll have a session with you.
Even your B12, your iron, L-lysine. I don't usually say things on the radio because everyone will go out and get that brand or do that thing. Mm-hmm. And then that's not good because other people have other conditions and those vitamins wouldn't be good for those people. So everyone has a different system. And so if I name off these certain vitamins for you, then maybe another person will go get those and those wouldn't be good for them.
But
they are telling me your immune system is sort of, you know, needs a little bit more boosting.
Yes.
And hydration, also more hydration, absorbing your vitamins.
Okay. I take a lot of vitamin C. That seems to help me.
That would only go so far. Yeah, they're telling me. Anything else you want to ask you want to ask Mari a question? Because we have a few more minutes for your call.
Okay, so in reference to loved ones, I have a lot of loved ones who passed away. Have they had any messages for me?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to piggyback a little bit on what Kimberly was talking about in terms of the breathing and everything. When she was talking, I was picking up very much that it's important. I'm not sure what you clean your house with or what type of products you have. But what I was hearing is that there's a lot of different products in the house that are irritating your lungs. So whether it's, you know, the cleaning spray you use for the kitchen or bathroom, you know, and I'm not an expert in the cleaning department, but what I would recommend for you, you know, I certainly clean, but anything that's like natural and organic that doesn't, or even fragrance free would be better, because I kept hearing like the smells. It's like the smells in the house. So whether you have like a Glade plug-in or, you know, the type of cleaners that you're using, like you don't want to use the Lysol, the bleach and all those things, because a lot of times we just get used to it. We're like, oh yeah, we've been using this forever. But those types of things can be very toxic to our lungs because they're not natural. And there's, luckily now, there's a ton of different cleaners on the market that are natural. And I would for you definitely recommend fragrance free, whether it's dish liquid, bathroom cleaning, kitchen, anything like that. If you're able to, I would swap all of those things out and try to go the fragrance-free route. And if you have any, again, Glade plug-ins or scented candles or anything like that, all of those can irritate the lungs. And I am feeling like that is contributing to some of the issues that you have.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I think that's really important for everybody out there, but especially if you're having, you know, pulmonary problems, that's the first thing, one of the first things you want to cut out.
I love that. And one of the best ones out there to use is by Young Living Essential Oils, which is really, really great. They have some great products for cleaning the house by thieves. It's really non-toxic, really great. And they have some great, I don't know if you know Young Living Essential Oils. They have respiratory care essential oil to put on your chest and help open up the passages to breathing. So thank you for calling in. And we're going to send prayers your way.
Thank you,
Pam. Thank you so
much,
and you have a great day. Thank you. Bye.
Healing prayers for you. And if you need to reach Mari, she's at mediummari.com, and you need to reach me, I'm at thehealingtrilogy.com. You guys know where to find me if you need healing and a reading on your medical health. You know, we have the open donation only co-healing circle coming up, June 14th, where everybody's welcome. Even if you don't have any funds, we pray for you and we do healing in that circle, which is the Mother Mary Matrix, June 14th. So everybody's, welcome to come to that. Another call, Mari. We have Jackie for you.
Sure, absolutely.
Hi. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
My question is, I'm not an animal lover. I haven't had a dog, but my cousin's dog, Rusty, Shih Tzu, gets so excited and so happy when I come home, when I come over there, that I've always been so curious who or what or why, and a reincarnation of somebody else.
So it's Shih Tzu, so, it's a Lefty the Shih Tzu?
It's Rusty, R-U-S-T-Y.
Rusty, sorry. Yeah, your phone's cutting out a little bit, so I'm just trying
sorry.
It's okay. Technology, you know, what can you do? So so your question was that...
my question...
Go ahead.
No, is this a reincarnation of somebody? Because he's always so happy and excited when I see him over at my cousin's home. And
well,
I was always curious why.
Yeah, because I'm tuning into that, and I know I heard you say that you're not really an animal person per se, and this is a little wild what I'm getting, but I'm almost feeling like that Rusty is connecting with somebody who you used to be in a past life. And
that's
information I'm getting. I know, isn't that wild? You know, and I just like, I'm just the in between. I'm the medium. I don't know like where it's coming from. They're just telling me. And so I pass it along to you, but So I'm getting this information that, that Rusty is excited to see, not you, Jackie, you know, no offense, but excited to see you used to be in another life. And I do feel like that in another life that you were his owner. You were like his soulmate, his connection in another life is what he's telling me. And that I don't believe that he was a shih tzu in another life, but I do believe that he was a dog in another life. I keep feeling like black lab, a bigger dark animal, and that you were, you know, his companion. I hate to say owner because, you know, we don't really own them per se, but you were, you know, you were his person in another lifetime. And I feel like that's what he's connecting with, because our animals are so much, you know, in some ways higher spiritually than us, because they don't, you know, they're not like jealous and they're not like plotting revenge against each other like some humans do. So they see above a lot of things. So when you walk in, he's not looking at Jackie. He's almost connecting with your soul. And he's like, oh, that's my person. That's my person. And I almost feel like you were like a male energy in this past life. And this was like your dog. This was like your best friend. And so when you go over there, and I know you said that you're not so much an animal person, but you could say, hi, Rusty. I know that you're connecting with this past energy, and that's so nice. And just you can praise him, because he's not seeing you as you. He's seeing you as the energy and of who you used to be. And just, you know, you can praise him for that and just sort of let him know that you're aware of it. And I think by, again, like I was saying earlier, giving words, giving names to things that are happening, he'll calm down a little bit. I mean, I think he'll still be super happy to see you, but he'll be like, oh, well, she understands, you know, and sort of make, you know, make that connection for him. Be like, oh, I know what's going on now, and you know, and I'm so, my soul is happy to connect with you too.
Oh, that's wonderful. I will definitely do that, because I have been so curious.
Yeah, that's absolutely
so, thank
what I'm you. You're welcome.
Yeah, I am
that's
getting
fabulous.
That they knew each other before, and it's like a familiar energy of connection of soulmates, some sort of, absolutely, I think that's definitely spot on. And it's definitely a very strong bond,
mm-hmm.
Like a soulmate connection. It's very cool. Very, very cool.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I keep seeing, again, this darker dog, a bigger dog. So don't be surprised if sometimes, and if you talk to Rusty's, you know, his owner, his human, I guess you said it was your cousin, that if he acts sometimes like, I know he's not that big, but if he acts almost bigger than his body, because that's sort of the body that I'm energetically seeing him in, this like big black lab or big black dog, dark colored dog. So just sort of run that by her, because I wouldn't be surprised if she says, oh yeah, sometimes he just sort of acts bigger than he actually is, because that's sort of the energy. He's putting out that big dog energy. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that makes sense. He likes to rule the house. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm so glad you called in, Jackie. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Kimberly, for telling me about this. This has been a fabulous, fabulous show.
Thank
you both very, very much.
Sending you lots of love.
Thank you so much, Jackie.
Thank you so much. So, Mari, why don't you tell us all where you're going to be next, what you're doing, like have any events coming up? That was a great reading, Mari. You're just so talented. I love you doing these animal readings. And
thank you.
It's amazing.
Well, I'm happy to come back anytime. I'd really, really love connecting with people, and especially with their animals. It's such a blessing. So thank you for having me on. What's coming up? Well, we have our Animals and Angels event in June 21st, but sadly that is sold out. But I would love to plan another one. And so I had mentioned to people if they were looking to do a class like that with us, and since this one is sold out, they could, you know, send me an email and we can try to get them on the next one. So I would love to do that with you.
Yes.
And then on June 25th, we have a new edition of Spirit Chat coming out. We are doing Spirit Connections featuring evidential medium Jeffrey Peck. He is fabulous and fun. He has his own, you know, YouTube show that he does as well. And he'll be coming on Wednesday, June 25th at 3 o'clock. And you can join us either on YouTube, Facebook, and then it will also be live streamed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, etc. And then I will be on The Morgan Show, which is on WBZ AM radio, which is also on iHeart.
Wonderful.
That's going to be, yeah, it's on iHeart radio, so it's so super easy to for anybody to listen to that. I'll be doing readings on pets. The date hasn't been totally firmed up. I believe it's going to be either the end of June or the beginning of July. And then I usually try to take most of July and part of August off to be with my kids. So I don't have anything scheduled until the fall. So, but you can catch me at
That's
those events
great.
And doing readings, of course, and check me out at MediumMari.com.
That's awesome. We're so excited. And I'll be back on here, the Medical Insurance Miracle Show, June 10th with Elias Patras. He is a psychic medium. We're super excited about having him on this show. We are so excited about having him. And make sure you check out our calendar at thehealingtrilogy.com because we have a lot of events coming up. And we're just super excited. We have one more call. Do you want to do one last call?
Sure.
Okay. We have one last call. And her name is Pam. Pam, are you there?
Oh, hi. Hi, Kimberly, Mary. It's Pam in Toronto. Just calling because I'm getting, like, a pain down my right side, my right leg, down to my toes, and I just want some prayers and healing.
Okay, so, Mary, you want to do some prayers and healing, and we'll both do prayers and healing. We're going to end the show with prayers and healing.
Yes.
Absolutely. Just as I'm, you know, and I don't do a lot of medical intuitive stuff. That's more Kimberly's department. But as you were talking about it, I'm almost feeling like a sciatica situation going on.
Yes.
Because they're showing mm-hmm. me your lower back.
Yes.
So I think it'd really be important if you haven't done PT yet. I would definitely, that's what my guides are telling me. Like, tell her to go to PT. It's important to do that.
Yes.
And so that's one of the things they're talking about and really taking it easy. They're also saying that you're doing too much and it's aggravating it. That's what I'm hearing.
I'm in therapy right now. I go for therapy.
Oh, good.
And
good.
I'm a Reiki healer as well. But it's
And I'm hearing
away, but
take,
it's annoying,
I'm hearing,
you know.
Yeah, I'm hearing to take some arnica, too, and
arnica
gel.
Okay.
Yeah, arnica gel and arnica would be really great. And let's just take a deep breath, inhale and exhale, receiving the energy going through the airways, and just say, I am healed.
I am healed.
I'm accepting the fifth dimension.
We all can accept
a miracle healing, and you're accepting a miracle healing. And just take your hand and put it over on the side of your back.
Yeah.
And you're, I'm hearing the L3, L4, and L5
mm-hmm.
area. And just mm-hmm. take your hand and just kind of glide it in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Take another deep breath. Inhale and exhale. We're asking the angels and the guides and the omnipresent to go through your back and do a healing on you. And just say, I am in the fifth dimension. And take a deep breath, Pam. Put one hand over your heart and one hand in your back and say, mm-hmm. I deserve to have a healing. I deserve to be healed. We all deserve to have a healing. We all deserve to be healed. And we know by being in this higher dimension, we all can have a healing and we all can have peace throughout our body and we all can be healed. And just take a deep breath again. And exhale. And we're activating the spirit within our body to boost our immune system, too. We want to boost our immune system. And breathe in and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Good. And put your hand back over your heart. Good. And I see the energy going from the top of your C2, C3, and all the way down your spine and down your leg.
Mm-hmm.
We're just saying, I receive my miracle healing.
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 Namaste.
Amen.
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 And we're going to ask Mary. Mary, if there's something you want to say to everybody that's listening tonight in your heart, to tell the world right now, because we're going through so many things, so many ups and downs. what would you want to say to everybody?
I would say that at this time when life is so difficult, I think it's really important to try to let go of the need to be right. That sometimes it's more important to choose peace than it is to have the feeling of being right and besting your friend or your neighbor. So try to, everybody, let go of whatever it is that is not serving you and try to connect and love one another.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Yes, and be kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love what you just said. That was so beautiful. So thank you, everybody, for being here with us. We love you, Mari. We love everybody, and thank you for listening to our show tonight on the Medical Truth Miracle Show. We love you, Mari.
Thank you, Kimberly. Love you, too. Your healing was just beautiful and amazing. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you, Pam.
Love you.
Love you, too.